Once again, honored and privileged this morning to be joined live over the phone today by U.S. Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming. Senator, good morning. How are you today?
Good. Thanks so much for having me, Duke. It's, I'll tell you, times like never before.
Well, it's, it's just crazy. In Wyoming, you know, we found out about things really, you knew things were really serious when they canceled 3A, 4A state basketball earlier on in the month. And that's when we thought, oh man, this is kind of a big deal. At what point was it for you and the Senate? Did you guys realize, okay, we need to start taking this seriously?
You know, I've been concerned about this for a while, and I was actually talking about this on Fox News on television during impeachment, when the country was obsessed with impeachment and the concerns with this. And I was on, I think it was January 24th, just to be said, hey, this is coming, and we need to shut down. And Tom Cotton, the other senator from Arkansas, had said to the president, you got to shut down travel from China. So we were aware of this, but to the impact that we're having now, when they shut down the basketball, the NCAA, March Madness, and then, you know, coming back to Wyoming, and so many activities were just shut down. It went overnight from the story that my wife and I talk about is, they went from in Las Vegas on a Friday deciding that they shouldn't have the salad bar and the buffet open because of people kind of reaching in and touching the food, to 2 days later, all of Las Vegas was shut down. So it happened so quickly all across the country. And here we are now, we're into it at a point where Wyoming has over 100 cases. But you look at what's going on in New York City, and they're setting up tents in parking lots to try to handle all of the patients. So it's real, and Wyoming is doing the right thing by asking people to socially distance, wash our hands thoroughly. If you're having symptoms of something, call the healthcare providers. We've had over 2,000 people tested in Wyoming, and about 5% of those have tested positive, but that puts it over 100 people.
U.S. Senator John Barrasso with us this morning. So when you look at this as a nation as a whole, you mentioned New York City and how hard they're getting hit. When things do begin to taper off, do you anticipate the restrictions? President Trump, of course, extending some of the restrictions in through April. So do you think geographically restrictions may be lessened at different times? For example, could Wyoming get back to normal before New York, or is this going to be looked at nationwide as a whole?
Well, no, I agree with you, Duke. And I talked to the president yesterday, and his number one concern, of course, is the health and safety of the American people. And we also talked about what it's like once we get through this. And as he knows, the virus makes the timeline, not us. And he, at first said 2 weeks, and we've been past that 2 week period. He then said Easter Sunday. Now he's saying the end of April. And I think he's going to make assessments as we go through the process. He did, I think, rightly say you can't view the entire country as an on or off, and there may be pockets and areas that you can open up at different times. I was on a call yesterday with the CEOs of all of the hospitals in the state, and then with a second call with over 100 doctors. And the concern there is, if this is a wave working its way across the country, that, will we find ourselves toward the end of the month with a situation where we have many people in the hospitals and on ICUs and with ventilators? We have some of those right now in Teton County and in Fremont County and in Natrona County. Not big numbers to the point that they're, exhausting the capacity, but it's real, and it's here. And we just have to, through proper social distancing and doing all the right things, try to make sure we never get the kind of spike that they had in New York. And I think they're worried right now about Louisiana, New Orleans specifically, following Mardi Gras, with so many people congregating. They're worried about it in Detroit. And if it goes as a wave across the country, is there a way that we can make sure that it just washes over us and doesn't settle in Wyoming?
Of course, there's the two parts to this, Senator. There's the health part and then the economic impact as well, and you can't prepare for either. Let's spend some time talking about the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Support Act, the CARES Act, that was recently signed. This was something that you fought really hard for. Tell us why this was so important for you.
Well, it helps make sure that the medical professionals have everything that they need. The money is clearly there. You need to get things distributed properly and produced so that actually to get it into the hands of the men and women on the front lines at the hospitals, and whether that's the nurses, the doctors, the therapists, the paramedics, EMTs, you've got all across the board. You know, you have a lot of people that are working very hard just to keep the community healthy, and we need to make sure they have the personal protective equipment that they need. They have the testing supplies, so the money for that is there. Also, the money for working on a vaccine and working on medications to treat, and then you get to the issue of what we need to do for families. And there's a relief in place, $1,200 per man and per woman who have earned less than $75,000 a year, and then $500 for every child that's a dependent of that couple. So that's about $3,400 per couple, per family. And you got to get that money to them. It's, you know, talk to the Secretary of the Treasury, and you need to say, when are people actually going to get the money? And for people to get their tax refunds through direct deposit, they'll get it sooner than somebody that's, you know, waiting for a check to come in the mail. And then for small businesses, you know, we have so many small businesses that want to do the right thing. They wish they were open. They wish they were going to work today, as do all the workers in Wyoming. I mean, that's who we are. We're independent. We're resilient. We're self-reliant. And we would rather work. For those folks, we want to make sure everybody can be staying on the payroll, and that the businesses can pay the rent, pay the electric bills, do those sorts of things, so that when the day comes and we have the medical crisis behind us, Duke, that then they're able to open their doors again for business, not having to kind of start over basically not having the ability to open again. So we want them to be able to open. Those are all parts of this $2 trillion bill that the president signed, largest bill in the history of the United States.
Senator, as we've reported this bill to listeners and on Facebook and social media and whatnot, of course, people are excited to see something being done. I think one of the comments that we see quite often is the debt and the long term impact that this may have on the economy. What's your response to those that say this may have a good impact out of the gate, but long term it's going to be more detrimental for America because of the debt that it increases?
Well, they're right. You have to handle the current crisis, but the concern of the debt continues. Senator Enzi and I were on the floor of the Senate as we were voting this, and we knew that this is going to add to the debt. We know that the some of the loans to the hardest hit larger industries will all have to be paid back. Of course, when I talked to the president yesterday, he was talking about the fact that interest rates are at an all-time low. He is right. If interest rates, though, were at the traditional levels that you and I are familiar with from over the years, then the interest alone on the debt would be enough to sink us. So we have to make sure that we focus on that. But right now, this is a rescue operation. And, you know, this is the kind of the ambulance and the EMTs and the paramedics coming to the rescue of America at a time when the astonishing surprise of how life works is upon us as a nation, and we have to focus on protecting and preserving our country and our people, and then getting the economy going again.
U.S. Senator John Barrasso with us live this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Senator, with this CARES Act, you mentioned that for the money going to families and individuals that have filed tax returns, it's just taken care of. They don't need to do anything, correct? That's just being sent
yes.
to them. What about the businesses? How do they tap into this resource and get the help they need?
You know, all around the country, we have small business administration offices. We do in Wyoming, and they can get through their local banks, can get the money, but it'll be done through the small business administration. The bankers, and talk to some of them, are working. They want to make sure they have all the regulations right that coming out of the Department of Treasury, because the small business administration, which does such a good job, they were never set up to the, I have to help every small business at the same time. And so their capacity to do it is more limited, and that's why they're working with local banks in your community right there.
Yeah, Senator, what else in regards to the actual pandemic and COVID-19 and the disease is being discussed about on the federal level?
Well, one of the things that the president talks about, and I talked about last night, I was did the Laura Ingraham show from downtown Casper on Skype, looking into the computer screen. It was very unusual. But it's talking about the fact that what can you do for a vaccine and what can you do for treatment. And, you want, for both, you want it to be safe and effective. And in terms of the treatment, lots of work is being done now with about five different medicines that we know are safe because people have taken them for years. But they haven't been used for coronavirus. And they're being used in hospitalized patients and in other patients to say, maybe this isn't going to cure it, but could it knock down the symptoms? Could the person get better sooner? One's a medicine for malaria. One's a medicine for AIDS. One's a medicine for hepatitis. One's a medicine for Ebola. There are all of these different things being tested to see if these help. Because anything that can help get people better quicker is a positive. They're also doing research on coming up with a new medicine to treat specifically the virus, but that's going to take some time and testing. We're trying to really focus on things that are already out there. And then in terms of coming up with a virus, with a vaccine, to develop a vaccine can take years, and there's some viruses to which a vaccine, they've worked in research and they never got the vaccine, but they have treatment that works. So those are the components of it, because a vaccine is something like the measles and the mumps and polio, and you have to give it to just about everybody. You give it to 300 million people. You give something to 300 million people, you want to make absolutely sure that it's safe. And you want to make sure that it works, because the idea of a vaccine is that you get it and then your body builds up an immunity so that if the disease, like the flu shot, or like if it comes toward you, that then you don't get the disease, or if you get it, it's at a lessened level of intensity. So that's kind of how vaccines work, but you need to make sure that you have it, and then you got to give it to some people and let them see if they build up immunity, and then basically expose them to the virus and see if they get sick or not. I mean, these are not easy things to just say before you give it to 300 million people. It better be safe, and it better work.
You know, Senator, as we look at the two counties in our listening audience, in Lincoln and Uinta, no cases that have been confirmed by testing at this point. Testing's been kind of a sore subject for a lot of people. A lot of people saying we need to be testing more. Where does testing stand right now? Is that something that is going to be happening more, or is the level right now sufficient?
Well, both. As the president said, we've tested more people in the last 8 days in the United States than they did in South Korea in eight weeks. We've done about 2,000 tests in Wyoming, about a little over 100, 120 have come back positive. So it's only about 6% of the people tested are coming back as positive for coronavirus. I would like to have the test available to many, many more people. One of the real challenges is not just getting the test, it's getting the results back, because you end up having to send the test away to a lab where they do it, and that takes another day or so. And some people have taken 3 or 4 days from the time that the actual test was done until they find out their results. And what's now being developed is a kind of a point of care, a point of testing result, just like you can get right there in Lincoln County today for strep throat or for the flu. Working on developing that, but then you have to produce it and send it everywhere. So the one production company that we've been visiting with in California, they said they can do maybe 40,000 a day. Well, that's good, but it's not the total number that I'd like to have, and that would take them over 12 days just to get Wyoming, and it's a big country. So we're not at the point where the mass testing can be done, because as a doctor, I know there are probably people that have had it, got the virus, build up resistance, don't even know that they were impacted at one time or another, but they could still be carriers. So even without symptoms. So this is a really strange, unusual virus from my days in medical school. It's mean and it's sticky. It sticks to things, and it's hard to just avoid it. So that's why it's changing your hand, washing your hands so frequently, socially distancing, not touching your face. They're thinking this can, different reports, that this can stay on a surface for 3 days, 4 days, maybe longer than that.
U.S. Senator John Barrasso with us live this morning during the weekday wake up. Senator, one thing I always like to see, especially during times of crisis and things like this, is how the private sector steps up and innovates and comes to the rescue, if you will, at times. How have you seen the private sector in Wyoming and across the nation really step up in this situation?
Well, the private sector has done it again. In terms of the developing of the test, the private sector has done better than the Center for Disease Control on this. The one test that they came up with, the Center for Disease Control, initially didn't work. They had to have special reagents to do the test, and they were back ordered. So it was the private sector that's come to the point where they're doing, can come up with 40,000 tests a day. The private sector, Johnson & Johnson, it was announced Monday, and two other companies yesterday, who are working aggressively on the vaccine. I think they'll get it done, but I think the quickest vaccine ever, it was, 2.5 or 3 years. So I think they may be able to get it done in a year. But as I say, some viruses, no vaccine has ever been able to be discovered in spite of lots and lots of time, effort, and money put into it. So the private sector is also stepping up as people in Wyoming are doing heroic activities, helping out, shopping for neighbors. You know, I think of when I was with, had a chance, to be, you know, at Star Valley groundbreaking for the temple, and talked about government isn't the answer. It's communities, it's churches, it's charities, it's our faith, it's our families, our friends. That's going to help get us through this in a big, big way.
Absolutely. Senator, thanks for your time. One final question, and that is, what do you say for those that think that that there's been too much overreaction to this, that the sanctions and the restrictions that have been put in place hurt the economy more than what the virus could do medically? What's your response?
Well, if you take a look at what's happening to America, and in terms of the deaths in New York and the makeshift hospitals, you don't want that here in Wyoming. We're strong. We're resilient. We are independent. We will get through this. Our best, as Ronald Reagan used to always say, our best days are ahead. They always will be. That's the way America is, and certainly that's the way Wyoming is. And we have a level of grit and endurance and determination to get through it. Until we get the medical component behind us, and we're not going to be able to do a full economic wake up again for America. The president has said that, and that's why he first said 2 weeks, and then he extended it to Easter, and then he's looking at the facts on the ground and saying now it's going to be the end of April. There's a reason that he's done that. The president would like to have the president has, with his policies, what we've done as Republicans, we had such a strong, healthy, growing economy going into this. It was clearly something of which we're all very proud and is good for the country, that we need to take care of this and we'll get back to where we were before.
U.S. Senator John Barrasso live on the Weekday Wake Up. Senator, thanks so much for your time.